Hello everyone, I'm your host Melvin, and this is a review of October 9, 2017 Ring of Honor, where you can see every Monday at 4 o'clock p.m. on the Fight app. So the show kicks off with a short highlight video of Death Before Dishonor. That was Ring of Honor's pay-per-view that passed not too long ago. So if you haven't seen it, I recommend you download the Fight app and go check it out. And if you're not a Ring of Honor fan, still check it out. And I'm sure by the end of the night, you most likely will be one. So immediately after that, Silas Young and Beer City Bruiser make their way to the ring to announce that they found the third man to join them, to challenge for the six-man title belts. And that third man is none other than New Japan Suzuki. So immediately they call out the Hung Bucks, which is Nick and Matt Jackson and Adam Page, baby. Wait, nah, I'm just ribbing you.
Adam Page.
That's Adam Page. So Adam Page and the Young Bucks comes out, and they accepted the challenge of Beer City Bruiser and Silas Young. But they say they accept the challenge only if they're in the main event. That sounds kind of familiar. Wait. Last night on Raw, didn't Enzo Amore say the same thing about the Cruiserweight title? That he'll only defend it if they're in the main event of Raw? Yeah. Sounds kind of fishy, right? So let's get to this first matchup. The first matchup was Josh the Good Woods challenging the TV champion Kenny King. Hey, I ain't gonna lie, this match, it was good. Both guys is really smooth. They have some great offense, hitting some stuff you don't see all the time in wrestling, especially in the WWE. They are hitting a lot of stuff. Like Josh the Good Woods hit this awesome fall away slammer to the turnbuckle. I really liked it that. And, you know, Kenny King, he got off some signature moves like the, what's that, his spinning heel kick, his, what's that, the Eddie Gordo kick? Yeah, that he hit the Eddie Gordo kick, and from there he hit a spinning dive to the outside of the ring on a Josh Woods. Pretty good stuff. But Josh the Good Woods, Josh Woods, man. This guy can put it together. His fighting style is kind of like MMA. Yeah, MMA. You know, he wear the shorts, no knee pads, boots. But he's pretty good. He hit some good stuff. Like, during this match, he hit the rolling gut wrench. And then he hit another rolling gut wrench. And then he rolled through with another rolling gut wrench. But this was into a power bomb. I like that. That was pretty awesome. See, in Ring of Honor, you could see stuff like this. You'll see stuff like this. And they always get a matches a good amount of time. And the finish of the match, man, Kenny King goes to the top ropes. And I'm assuming he is going for a clothesline off the top. And when he went for it, Woods catches him into this awesome triangle choke. And he had it locked in. I thought it was over. And I'm thinking, like, Kenny King, really? Already? You just won the belt. And you finna lose it? But nope. Kenny King stands up, leans forward, and have him cradled up in the pen and get the three count. And Kenny King retains and still your television champion. So he grabs the mic, finna do a short. Well, I ain't even gonna say short. He was finna do an interview. But before he even got a chance, every time he got ready to speak, somebody had come out. And the first person that come out was Shane Taylor. Then he got ready to speak again. Then Chuck E. T. He got ready to speak again. Then Punishment Martinez. Then he got ready to speak again. Then Mark Briscoe. They all came out, so I'm assuming they come out because they want to challenge Kenny King. So, I might be wrong, but they might just have a fatal four-way and a winner of that would challenge Kenny King for the belt. But in Ring of Honor, you never know. He might just, the order they came out in, like next week, he might go against, what's the first guy name I said, Shane Taylor. And then a week after that, he might go against Chuck E. T. and so on and so on. So that's pretty nice. They go to Marty Scurll because he have an announcement. Next week, he'll be holding a celebration for Cody Rhodes. Oh, not Rhodes, just Cody. He'll be having a celebration for Cody because Cody signed a lucrative deal with Ring of Honor. I wonder how much did they, is they paying them? They always say lucrative, but they not put no dollars behind that. But I'll take their word for it. And I'm looking forward to next Monday to check it out. So, now we get to the main event. Just one match? Well, really two matches. But they get a matches a good amount of time to be an hour-long show. So, you won't see a whole lot of five-minute matches with different guys because they give their matches a nice amount of time. So we have Suzuki, Solace Young, and Beer City Bruisers going up against the Humbucks for the six-man tag team titles. The Humbucks, their continuity is just on point. Like, I don't even have the words to explain the things these guys do. And by them adding Adam Page to the mix, I was sure they'd be off with some things, but everything they did was on point. They was hitting, everything they did was fresh, was smooth, didn't mess up. And it was points in the match when Adam Page, he was doing some of the moves, like taking the place of one of the Young Bucks, you know, incorporating their tag team style. But it wasn't a spot fest. It was some good tag team wrestling. Like, let me just get to it. Matt Jackson hit this awesome twist and cutter off the top ropes. It was kind of like a twisting RKO off the ropes. He hit that. He hit his move. Didn't look like they took too long. It looked like everything was just as it should be. And I expect that out of the Young Bucks at this point, because they probably the greatest tag team. So they, Matt Jackson hit that twist and cutter, and Adam Page, man, he come a long way. I never got why, for a while it seemed like the fans wasn't behind him, but then when they came up with that Where's Page stuff, the fans got behind him, and they've been behind him since. But I liked the Adam Page the first time I seen him in a Bullet Club, because the things this guy does, this guy, like, his signature stuff is awesome. Like the shooting star shoulder block off the apron, that's nice. I never can get enough of that. But it's a point, this is what I never seen. Adam Page have Silas Young on his shoulders like he's going for a Samoa drop. And Beer City Bruiser come in. Adam Page throws Silas Young off his shoulders and does this drop kick. It was a drop kick moonsault. He did a drop kick off of Beer City Bruiser and a moonsault onto Silas Young. That was just beautiful. Like the moves, like the thing they come up with. This is stuff I'll probably be trying to do on 2K18 if they have stuff like that, because every time I see them, I see new moves, new things that I really want to see in WWE, but probably never will unless WWE finally get them. But for now, Ring of Honor, that's the place to go. And the, what's that? Beer City Bruiser, he climbed on the top ropes. He pretty good for a big man. This guy is big and he moves good. He does this splash off the top ropes onto Matt Nick Jackson. And Adam Page gets him, and that's when he does the shoulder block and all of that stuff. The shoulder block moonsault. and catches Sally Shun. That was awesome. I don't even know why I skipped to that. That threw me all out of order. But the Humbucks is awesome. Bear City Bruiser, he hit a cannonball off the apron on the Adam Page, which is some good stuff because I like Bear City Bruiser and Sally Shun. They're good together. And Suzuki, he was doing his stuff, chokes, hard slaps, inviting him to slap him. Suzuki is a beast. The way he carries himself is intimidating. And the way he does his moves, it make it look like this guy is really trying to put somebody in the hospital when he does his stuff. Well, let's get to the end. So, Matt Jackson has Silas Young up to go for the Indy Taker. But Adam Page stops Nick Jackson for going forward and said him. So the fans start saying, yes, yes. Adam Page does a shooting star press into the Indy Taker. That was awesome. I never saw that. This is what I'm talking about. Adam Page, he does things like, if you just look at his size and his build and the way he carries himself, you wouldn't think he'd do the things he do. But he does it, and he does it smoothly. And that led to the end of the match where the Humbucks retained the six-man tag team titles. But let's go to the end of this match. So, Sally Shun gets in the ring and asks in Bear City Bruiser, like, where they at? What's going on? Like, what's the deal? Bear City Bruiser, he start blaming it on Suzuki. So Suzuki is outside the ring. He looking up like, who you talking to me? Like, he gets in the ring. Bear City Bruiser pushes him. And he gets that evil smile he gets. Stick out his tongue because you already know business about to pick up. So he pushes him again. And a fight break out. And Suzuki, he decks Silas Young. And you know Silas Young, he a beast. He ain't going back down. Silas Young, Suzuki immediately lock up. The refs and security had to run out, break those guys up. So I'm expecting them to have a match. Maybe at Global Wars. They haven't announced anything for that, but I'm guessing Global Wars, they'll probably have a match. After that, Jay Briscoe comes out to have an interview. And he was interrupted by Tommy Dreamer. And he is pretty much saying how he saw Bully Ray go through concussions and things like that. Excuse me, too, because I did almost call him Bubba. Bully Ray. But he came out to explain how he witnessed Bully Ray go through concussions and been by his side since ECW and said he never seen Bully Ray go through things. Like, when he saw Bully, let me get to it. He said he saw Bully Ray get hit in the head where he asked about where his mother at. And Tommy Dreamer was explaining to Jay Briscoe, like, I had to tell my best friend his mother was dead. And I didn't like that. I didn't appreciate that. And basically, to get to the point, Bully Ray is coming to beat the bricks off of Jay Briscoe. When I'm hoping at Global Wars, where Kenny Omega will also be at Global Wars, so Bullet Club will be in full effect at Global Wars. But that's not about Bullet Club, this is about the Briscoes and Bully Ray. So I'm assuming Bully Ray versus Briscoe, and it might be a street fight because these two guys, they lock up. Disqualification got to be off. I say, even take off pinfalls. Just let these guys fight it out. Last man standing. But I'm getting ahead of myself. But anyways, you can follow me on Twitter at Where's My Title. Subscribe. And thank you for taking the time to listen. I'm Melvin. And talk to you next time.